SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions has begun. I am Gable Redson. I'm on a grid. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Good Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. Major League Baseball. We've got action going on the diamond right now as we speak. The Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. We've got a couple of more games going on tonight. Countdown to tee off is on. You know, the Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart is ready to go. It's the Open Championship, not just the British Open, the Open of all Opens. And I'm assuming that Cam Stewart probably has about 55 bets placed already. That's if as a gambling man and as somebody, if I was playing the numbers, I would say 55 bets is what you have currently.
Very good guess, I'm thinking. Very good. This is just on one site, though. I have a few others because I need Harry Hedge if you're ever in that situation, Morenci. But let's take a look here. I think you are very, very close, though. Maybe it might be a little bit less than that, but let's take a look here.
Well, you still have time. There's still time.
Wrong password. Okay, no, anyway, I'll figure it out next segment. Yeah, I'm just kind of struggling right now. So, yeah,
but you're good. I didn't think that would be turned into this much of a challenge to answer the question.
Oh, no, I'm having like breathing problems and stuff. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me today. I'm having a little rough day, actually. We'll get through it.
You and Alec Manoah. All right, Cam.
Yeah. I just had surgery. What did he do? I'm doing more than this guy. What's he doing? Going down to Florida? Come on now. I've actually gone.
We're 3 minutes in.
Yeah.
3 minutes in. Cam struggling to breathe and Cam doesn't know his password. He's not really sure. Password struggling.
I'm so freaking rattled right now.
Right. Got the coach James Young joining us. The coach will step up a little bit later on. Dave Sharapan will kick it with us as well. The TBT basketball tournament has started and in the lab.
How'd you do?
Has just gotten it done in the lab. It was a new entry into the TBT tournament, who I wasn't expecting much from this team. They just knocked out HBC United out of the tournament, who were actually tournament mainstays and did pretty well last year. So we've already had an upset earlier in the day. Bleed Green, the North Texas entry, rolled Rise and Grind, a D2 and D3 entry. We've had one game go over, we've had one game go under so far. The early game went over the number. This last one just went under the number. We've got a couple of games coming up here at 7 o'clock Eastern, and we'll give you our thoughts on this. The UNLV entry is in action. The Vegas Rebellion are getting 3.5 against the Show Me Squad. You dare to guess where the Show Me Squad are from?
Missouri, the Show Me State.
They are Missouri Tiger alums.
There you go.
Against UNLV Running Rebel alums. I personally think
49 bets, Gabe. 49 so far. You're very close. 49.
49. 49 British Open bets so far and counting.
That's on one site. One site, yeah.
So you might crack. You might crack a century. Ahead by a century.
I think I will. Yep, I will.
So the Vegas Rebellion and the Show Me Squad, the total is 150.5 in this game. I expect a track meet between these two teams. I think these two teams really will push the pace. And I think the Show Me Squad could probably be able to hit some three-point shots. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. I am Gable Morenci, Cam Stewart in the house. Coach James Young will join us. We'll have Davis Maddox, same game parlay of the day. Dave Sharapan straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got Major League Baseball on tap this evening. A little bit of something for everybody tonight on the program. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. We'll break down all the upcoming games that are left. We'll get you caught up to date with what happened earlier in the day. And how about last night, guys? Unbelievable. We have to go all the way back to 1884. Not 1984, the Van Halen record. 1984, yes. But 1884, in which we had 12 teams score 10 runs or more, a dozen teams. And it was actually the second most time, the second highest scoring day ever, besides it happened in 1894 that 13 teams scored that many runs. It was an over fest last night. And pretty much we're seeing this right now in baseball. There's like records being broken. It's getting super offensive. Or, you know, is it the baseballs? Is it the weather? Is it both? You never really know with baseball why suddenly there's been such a spike with all these home runs and all these hits. Because they never...
Gabe, when you think about it.
No, the pitching's the same.
No, it's the same back dudes. In the day that... But I'm just saying, back in the day, you had more, like, stud. I would say, when you look at a team's rotation, you kind of top heavy. These third, fourth, and fifth starters on a lot of teams are really bad. Like, they're not... That's just my opinion. Take a look at the whips and ERA and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they've been pitching all year. So my point is, suddenly, in the last week or so, post-All-Star break, there's been a serious, serious spike in offense. Mm-hmm. And there was a serious spike in offense kind of going into the All-Star break as well. And as I was going to say, we never really know what they're doing with the baseballs. Like, every league has a uniform ball. Like, the ball will be the same. Like, a hockey puck is the same, right? You know, it's like, all right, we're in Detroit. The puck is the puck, whether we're in Toronto or Detroit. The baseball is different all the time. Like, you know what I mean? You'll see guys, they'll bounce it, and they'll go, look, man, it doesn't bounce this high normally. And they'll bounce it, and it'll bounce right back up. I think the ball's going to be around a little tighter.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with a Rage Red Cam Stewart. So we've got the TBT tournament has begun. It's a lot of fun. It's basketball. It's on all day. We've got a bunch of games. I look forward to seeing what the coach has to say about these games. So just to set the stage here, we have the Vegas Rebellion, which is the UNLV. It's a UNLV entry, except it's rare, Cam, if ever, that the actual coach that coached the team is actually coaching in the tournament. Dave Rice is coaching. Dave Rice is a good coach. Cool. You know what I mean? But it's still a street pickup basketball game in a way. It's like it's organized, but it's still, let's be real. You have a bunch of dudes that paid money to enter. So they're going to shoot when they want. And like some of these teams are pretty wild, bro. Right? Like so maybe Vegas is a little bit more structured against the Missouri side. The Show Me Squad were 2.5-point favorites. People are buying into them. I can tell you, Cam, that the money was wrong. In the one game that it was a big steam, and you know what happened today? I talked about it all night last night. People that are covering this tournament a lot, we talked about this. Bro, Bleed Green's North Texas, Mean Green. So this team, they made it to like the regional last year in this tournament. They went 2-1, they won two games, and then they lost. So they made it to the Sweet 16 or whatever of the tournament. They looked pretty good doing it, and they were playing against a new team, Cam, of Division II, Division III, and NAIA guys that weren't buddies. They were just sort of brought together, and they were like, why don't, you know, like the nerd team of Ivy Leaguers. We were like, yeah, all the D2 guys, let's make a team together. So,
the hell?
They got murdered?
Sorry about this.
Oh, no, Amber, that sounds like an Amber Alert. Oh, I know that tone.
Yeah, it is. That's why I won't apologize for it. We hope they find the kid. What am I going to do? My phone. People
Amber
get mad
alerts
about that
are going through your TV, radio. Dude. You can't stop them. Stop them. Yeah.
That's why I didn't get mad. Exactly. I looked. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh, no, Amber, I can tell. I'm like, all right.
That's the best. Name that tone. Amber Alert. I know. Dave, I was sleeping one night. I left the TV on.
I had my sound down. The thing is, you can't avoid it.
Like you have to read it. Like, yeah. Missing girl on the QEW. I'm like, okay, yeah, exactly. It's serious stuff when you get the Amber Alert. I have a question about another team. I'm just going to guess, and maybe an educated guess. I think kind of like me and you, we watch so much sports, we know geography. That Austin zone, that's got to be a Texas Longhorn team, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll get you their roster here right now. So, yeah, so as I was saying, the new team here, the D2 team, D3 team, it was nothing against D2 guys. I just thought, you know, you guys haven't played together. You're getting thrown together, and Bleed Green are going to roll you. And then so they did. And then what happened is everybody, and I even tweeted, I said, guys, I told you, you see these new teams, they're in tough. It's hard to play against teams that are used to this tournament. And the Black College team, the HBC United team, they're pretty good. They're a mainstay in this tournament. They've never won it before, but they usually win a couple of games and they hang around. And they were playing against this team cam in the lab that looked like a bunch of like cryptocurrency type of kids in hoodies. No, I'm dead serious. Now, I was like, in the lab, who are these guys? And it was like a sports collective of sports entrepreneurs and brand and like sort of hipster kids, like, you know what I mean? Dudes like street ball players and stuff. And I was like, dude, HBC is going to mess these in the lab kids up, bro. They're going to get messed up. Their first entry in the lab. Good luck, kids. And it was literally like a ragtag of like these different dudes in the lab. HBC are up early. In the lab cam, they won by like 30 or something, bro. In the lab, kids ran them out of the gym. That's the thing with this tournament. You can't judge, right? You're like, you can't. It's like a street tournament. You think, I mean, these guys can't play. Well, they just kicked our ass by 30. So evidently they can't play. So everybody bet it. I fell for the trap myself. I was like, in the lab, can't ball with these guys. So now we're getting more of a traditional former UNLV guys against Missouri guys. I think the Missouri guys probably have a better lineup, to be honest, but I'm not really in a hurry to lay 3.5 in this game. I do think we get to the 150.5. I like the over of the game. And this is the Austin team. Obviously, Austin Zone with orange blood running through their veins. Austin Zones will look to bring home the $1 million prize. All right. They have never put a team together. See if they have anybody on this team. Yeah. Kevin Durant's not playing.
Okay. What about your boy Royal Ivy? He might make a comeback.
I was like Royal Ivy. Yeah. Royal Ivy. Royal Ivy's like an assistant coach.
That would make sense. NBA. Yeah, who
knows? Mick Cabongo, you remember him?
Yes, I do. He's all right.
Mick Cabongo is the point guard. Randy Bell, Chandre Jones. They don't really, is, you know what I mean? It's not, they're not loaded. It's not a loaded team. Clint Chapman. It's not, I'm not overly fearful of this team. And they're playing against, who are they playing? They're playing the autism team, right? Enchantment.
Enchantment, yeah.
Team Enchantment.
What is that all about, Team Enchantment? Like, what's the lineage? Enchantment can, like, what is that? Because everybody has an angle. Austin, Texas, this, that. Like, what's Enchantment? Like, what are they playing for?
Well, they're playing for money. You know what they
love
are?
Love or money? They're both.
Play for money. You're going to like this game. Team Enchantment. I don't know how they came up with the name Enchantment. They're the New Mexico Lobo entry.
Know what it is? I can understand. No, because New Mexico, it's actually to do with like the local area game. It's a very artsy. Yes, it's a very artsy, like mysterious, like type of place. Like when you watch shows on New Mexico, like Enchantment. It's like kind of like for the area and stuff like that. It's nice name. I like New Mexico. I've always loved that team. Love watching basketball in the pit with the kaleidoscope, where the guys used to get dizzy when they shoot free throws. Who's on that team? Anybody we know or no?
Not really. And I tell you, it's not just New Mexico. They're dipping into the area. We got we got dudes from Weber State, Idaho State, nice. Montana State.
I like that.
So it's basically a regional team. Yeah, exactly. It's a regional. That's what I'm saying. It'll be guys that they know that they played against. Or that, you know what I mean? I like what they do this year, though, Cam. I'm looking on the website. A lot of the teams, they say what the winning share is per player, like how they're splitting it up.
I like that.
That's cool. Like some teams are like splitting it up more than others. Some other teams are gunning, like there's not that many guys on the team. You need a little bit depth here. Here it is, the Albuquerque Journal. Team Enchantment gets ready for tip-off at the TBT. And of course, I need to pay for digital access.
Playing for something better than basketball. Playing in the memory of J.B. White. I guess one of their like friends passed away or something like that. Team Enchantment. Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Everyone. A lot of these teams got charities too, fundraising stuff. That's cool. No, Gabe, you're right about this tournament. Like, it's for money, but they also do a lot of good things in the community and stuff. It's very different than, you know, some of these other things that we see. It's quite nice, actually, to be honest with you. Like,
this one team
playing for cancer and autism and all the other stuff that they.
Oh yeah, no, no, it's good. Cool. They're actually they set aside rivalries, Cam. This year, I'm reading the issue here, the story here, locally. There's Aggies on the team. New Mexico State and New Mexico guys have joined together. They think New Mexico fell short last year, so they're bringing Aggies in now to try to put it over the top.
That's awesome.
That game's basically a pick 'em. That's a tough one, bro. Austin's own against Team Enchantment.
I want to take Team Enchantment. No, I think I want to go with Team Enchantment. I like their story.
Look at the points, Brian, of Mass Street. I put a future in on Mass Street. Mass Street is the Kansas Jayhawk.
UMass?
Team. Oh, no, it's surprisingly. It's the Kansas Jayhawk team.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morency. Shout out to our boy, Big Card Julio, who reminds us New Mexico is the land of enchantment. I thought it was the land of crystal meth after watching Breaking Bad, but that's why they're enchanted.
The funny thing is, it's beautiful. It is the land of enchantment, and then the one pocket of it is just pure drug city. Oh. Yeah, you're right, Gabe. Great arts community, too.
Yeah, it's a very arts. It's a very artsy place. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Whatever. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I think it's the hallucinogenics that make them so enchanted out there. Yes. But good to see you, Julio. And we're going to get into the MLS All-Star Game in a couple of moments. And, you know, our boy Julio is ready to go. I've got some same-game parlays for that. But as far as Mass Street is concerned tonight, so this team Mass Street is playing in the TBT tournament, and they are Kansas Jayhawk alum. The head coach is actually Marcus and Markeith Morris. So the Morris brothers, who are both basically crazy, are the coaches. Current NBA players are not allowed participating. But you could be a former NBA player and play in this, and Mario Chalmers is. Mario Chalmers, man, we're talking about a guy that was a starting point guard for a two-time champion Miami Heat team. He played with Bosch and LeBron and Wade and these guys. Mm-hmm. Mario Chalmers has played in big-time basketball games before, and he's not that old. Like, basically, if you look at Kansas, they're 20-1 to win it all. I got a future in on them, and I put $50 on it to win 1,000. So if you look at Kansas's roster, they actually have the best players probably as far as talent is concerned. But we'll see. I mean, they've strung this thing together. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? They're older dudes. Some of them, we'll see, you know what I mean, what kind of shape and form they're in right now. But I imagine these guys do play a lot together, just pick up games and stuff. But you've got Brandon Rush on the team. You've got Diedrich Lawson, Jamari Traylor, who's good, Keith Langford, who is like star. Keith Langford was a star. Kevin Young is a good player, 6'8", played at Loyola Marymount and Kansas, 6'8". He's their big man. You got LeGerald Vick on the team. You've got Mario Chalmers, Mario Little, Mitch Lightfoot, Rodney Green, Thomas Robinson, and I saved one of the best for last, Tyshawn Taylor. Tyshawn Taylor was a big-time prospect and a big-time player, man. So, like, you're talking, like, you've got Keith Langford, who was a stud. You got guys, like, if you add up NBA games played, by far, this is, like, they're the guys that they have the pedigree. We're better basketball players than you. I was a better recruit than you. I played at a better school than you. I'm a better player than you are. We'll see how it translates. And people are buying in. They're 12.5-point favorites right now tonight. Like, everybody's buying in on this team. And I don't really want to lay 12 and a half points. We do see there are blowouts in this league. But so Mass Street lay 12 and a half. The total is 147 and a half. And they are playing. We are D3. So they're playing a bunch of D3 dudes. Coach James Young will join us. We'll get into that. Let's get into the Major League Baseball card. I fell for it last night and taking the Toronto Blue Jays. I thought Manoa could get back on track. I was wrong. Manoa had the exact same problems that he had before when he struggled. Mm-hmm. He couldn't throw the ball over the plate. He lacked location. He lacked confidence. He took too long. He thinks too much. Just everything just sort of unraveled for him. You could argue, though, that you saw the rest of the Jays pitchers got lit up by the same dudes all night. I mean, San Diego hit like 14 home runs, it felt like, last night. But I think it was four, to be exact. Now you got Barrios on the hill here tonight. And you've got Yu Darvish, who was kind of struggling, but he's kind of back on track now, Darvish. What's your pick for this game right now tonight, Ken?
I like the Blue Jays tonight. They burned us yesterday, but I think Barrios will kind of... I'm just saying.
Why did I ask?
I was worried. No, I didn't like them. Gabe, you saw. I didn't have a same game parlay. Like, I did not like that game last night.
No, you were hesitant last night.
Yes, very much. Hey, I'm honest about the Blue Jays. I bet them a lot, but I don't bet them every game. But Barrios has been one steady, solid guy. You know, some of these guys in the Jays lineup, they know a lot about Yu Darvish. Gabe, it's a great price at minus 122. And after losing the opener in San Diego, kind of thinking, yeah, whatever, I think this could be a spot play for the Jays. Not sure about the total sitting at nine. I like the Jays. That's kind of all I really like in this game. Maybe some guys to do well tonight. You like anybody to record a hit or anything like that? Is there any good prices out there?
I like the I like the under. I like the under.
I like the under. I agree with you.
I think that I think I have confidence in Barrios to get the job done tonight. I think he can keep them. Yeah, I think he can contain this lineup. I don't think that Soto, Machado, and Tatis are all just going to go off like it's batting practice like they did against Manoa last night. And then conversely, I think the Jays are going to struggle against Darvish. I like both strikeouts props to go over tonight. I think both pitchers are going to strike out a bunch of dudes. The difference, Cam, will be who hits a home runner tonight. That's baseball. Which
no,
team hits
I like
a couple
for
of home
a crazy
runs.
Home run tonight, Gabe.
And I say the Jays win, Cam. I'll say 5-3. 5-3 Jays tonight.
I like that. Just under the number. Listen to this one. They hit a home run tonight, Gabe. I'm actually going to play this small units. Don't let the average fool you. This guy doesn't play a lot, but if you look at the at bats and home runs that he has, I'm going to tell you right now, Denny Jansen plus 360. It's a low number for a reason. This guy, he's been great for the Blue Jays. Low average, but he's one of those guys who murders the ball. He's got under 200 at bats with 11. He's got 11 home runs, Gabe. He's been hot lately. Watch out for him tonight. I like Denny Jansen. They had a home run for the Blue Jays.
Nothing wrong with thinking outside the box a little bit. So as it is right now, the Toronto Blue Jays are minus 120 favorites at FanDuel. The total is currently 9. I just said I like the under of this game. You know, it's kind of crazy because we talked about it. Last night was just it was a track meet. It was like a home run fest across the board last night in Major League Baseball. And San Diego lit up the Blue Jays. But I think things unraveled last night. Manoa, I think, you know, the fact that Manoa unraveled, I think unraveled everybody else, to be honest.
Yes.
I talked about it during the game. You could just sort of see the disappointment. Like, Schneider couldn't hide it. Like, you just sort of see, like, you know, really? Like, it wasn't, like, sympathetic almost. I mean, it was almost like an angry parent or something. Like, yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever, Alec. You know what I mean? Like, I told you a million times. Like, you can almost see frustration with the Jays. Pete Walker getting kicked out of the game, I thought it would provide a spark. It clearly didn't. It didn't. That umpire was out of line. Right, number
he
one.
Was.
Like, I investigated to see what actually happened. And it turned out it was just because they were taking too long, which they weren't taking too long. People filmed it and people timed it. Mm-hmm. You can see the tape of it. You have 30 seconds, okay, on the mound. You have 30 seconds to talk. Once you get there, you have 30 seconds. The standard practice is that the umpire starts walking from home plate. He's looking. Umpire is supposed to leave from home plate at about 10 seconds. So it's like, you know what? Hey, guys, and you sort of look, all right, he's starting to come. Hey, we got time, but he's slowly getting here. People timed the ump last night, Cam. He walked over at 3 seconds. So they get there. 3 seconds later, the umpire walks up and then kicks him out and says, all right, this meeting's over. It's like, bro, get yourself a freaking stopwatch, bro. And I didn't realize this because all these guys are clowns anyways, but I didn't realize this. I guess this guy has like one of the worst grades out of any umpire. He's really bad, the dude that did this last
night. Just a prick to everybody. He's just a bad guy. Like, he's just like, he wants to hit the bar. Get the game done.
I'm saying,
let's go.
No, I don't know who he is as a person. I'm just saying he's a bad umpire. Yeah. So, you know, for a guy that's just a bad umpire, you figure that he wouldn't be trigger happy to run to the mound to try to kick somebody out of a game. But that's what happened last night. Extremely bizarre situation. I never seen anything like that. And I was seeing a lot of people that have been around the game a long time said never seen a pitching coach get kicked out of the game. Like, in that fashion, for not, like, it was the strangest ejection ever. John Boy did a great breakdown of it like he normally does. So, I'm not in love with the Jays tonight. I think they can find a way to win. I think they will bounce back. I do like the under 9 in this game, and I like both pitchers to go over their strikeout props. Chicago White Sox and the Mets. Last night, we talked about jumping in on the White Sox when they were down big. The Mets are the kingpins of blowing leads. They hung on to win the game, but the White Sox covered the end game. I'm not betting this game before the game starts. I have no opinion on this. Besides, let the Mets get a lead and then take the White Sox.
Yeah, I have a same game parlay, actually, for this game. It's the only one I've done. I'm gonna do one for the Blue Jays as well. I found something there, but I think the Mets win this game, Gabe. You're right. Down the stretch in that game, it got really ugly with a big lead, but I think Verlander's the guy that could stop the bleeding for them. I think he's going to pitch well tonight for them, and I think they will win this game. So I'm on the Mets. You guys got the same game parlay up here. We might as well put it up now and get it.
Mets are minus 198 favorites.
That's why I had to add stuff to it. Mets win the game. Verlander, 5 strikeouts, red hot. Jeff McNeil's playing very good for them. Have you seen Andrew Benintendi's numbers lately, Gabe? 3 hits, 2 hits, 1 hit. Like, he's on like a wicked streak for the White Sox. If anybody's going to get a hit, it's him. That's it. 100 gets you 334. Taking a shot right there. I think the Mets get it done tonight.
All right. We wish you the best of luck with that one. It's a leap. The miracle Mets. So it's a lot of things you need to happen there. 4 different things.
They're all low. They're all just hit. Dude, they're not like home runs or anything like that. Couple hit, 5 strikeouts, and a win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with a Razor Reddit. Cam Stewart, countdown to the Open Championship is on. And I see Graham Dillette in front of me here right now, giving a prediction, actually. And he says that the winning score will be 15 under, Cam.
I disagree. I think it'll be a little bit lower than that. I think it's going to be 11-12. That's my number. 15's ambitious, I think.
You don't think these guys are going to light it up? The weather could come into factor here. Depends on how bad the weather is.
You know it, Morenci. Like in Scotland, one day it's nice and sunny, and then all of a sudden the winds pick up. If there's perfect weather with no wind, the score could be 18-20. That's the course's natural defense. But there's one thing I don't think these guys are talking about as much as they should. There's holes with out of bounds, not just in one area, all the way down the hole. So if you miss a shot and you hit it out of bounds, you're toast. Gabe, the last 3 holes on this course too at Royal Liverpool are killer. A lot of lead changes. Could be good for live betting down the stretch.
All right. Why don't we give people your same game parlay again? Are you putting together another one right now? Is that what you're doing? You putting a new one together with the Blue Jay game?
Yeah, yeah. No,
I don't need a board for it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do it verbally. Blue Jays to win and Jansen to get a hit plus 158. And I might add your under to it or alternate under. Unless we see what we got. I sound like the coach with one more ingredient in the soup. At least I don't have nine ingredients. It's only three, but I think that'll pay more. So let's get a under. And you like the under, right? Under nine? Maybe we'll get like
I like the under nine in the game. No, I like the under. Yeah, yeah. Bump it up if you want, if you can. I mean, but
alternate total. Here we go.
You know what? All right. I'm going to do one myself here right now. And this is going to be a good one. They're all good.
Danny Jansen to record a hit. Blue Jays money line. Under 10.5 alternate run. Plus 284. 100 to 384. That's my same game parlay for the Blue Jay game.
All right. I'll take Darvish over 5.5 strikeouts, Barrios over 5.5 strikeouts, and the under in the game.
Nice.
And the under, it's going to pay well. I could even bump it. I could alternate line this. All right. So how about
what you got?
You Darvish over 5.5 strikeouts, Barrios over 5.5 strikeouts, and under 10.5 runs. Plus 375. See, now that's you're talking.
Good. So what's the total up again?
If we did 9.5, it's 5.5. Yeah. They're making me do 5.5. Okay. I can't move it. I got to do 5.5. But if you want to do 9.5, Cam, for the total, it's plus 425. But I'd rather get that extra run at plus 375.
Yeah. That's weird, Gabe. I'm on FanDuel, and I have Barrios strikeouts 4.5, but the juice is minus 150. So I don't know about the 5.5. Maybe it went down?
No, they're popping it up. It's starting to pop up at 5.5 at the plus monies now. You know what I'm saying? People are taking the 4.5s. It's a moving market. I tell you what, though. That's sort of the cutoff, dude. If you'll notice, we always sweat it out with him. He's always around 4 or 5 strikeouts, and it's always like, man, we need one more from Barrios. We need one more. I think Darvish had 9 in his last start. We can go over, but he had 9 in his last start. Before that, he was hovering around the same thing, 5, 6, type of number. Thing is, you see it. Both these teams are pretty aggressive. You know, I mean, we all see it. Some of the Blue Jays are pretty reckless, right, at the plate. Specifically, Vladimir Guerrero is good to strike out twice, probably. So he's good for a couple of strikeouts, and he won't be the only one. And San Diego, they just hit Manoah last night. But I think that I would expect them to strike out a bit. Listen, it's plus 375 for a reason. I'm all about the soccer tonight. I'm not in love with the baseball card. Tonight's baseball card. You got the Phillies and the Brewers. Who are you taking
Barrios
in that game?
Over 4.5, but you had more, and I got Darvish 5.5 and under 9 plus 319. I like it. I'm going to ride yours too. I like this one.
I like the under. I like the under in this game. We've been pretty good with the. We've been pretty good jumping in. Look, last night it was the big track meet and run fest. Look, today, Colorado and Houston. That's strange, though. Last night, there was all those teams that scored all the runs. And Colorado and Houston went under last night, and they go under again. 4-1
finals. That's a on, Gabe. That's a,
yeah, they only get to 5.
Exactly. That's crazy.
I expect San Diego and Toronto tonight. Like I said, I think it's like a 5-3 type of game. We have the Yankees who are in a free fall. The Yankees are 2-8 in their last 10.
I love
the Angels who have been left for dead are suddenly winning games this week. Otani hit a triple last night. The guy's unbelievable. You know, I was thinking about it when I saw the triple and I saw the stat. They're like, that's his 7th triple of the season, which leads Major League Baseball. And he also leads Major League Baseball in home runs. It's unheard of to lead in triples and home runs. Like if he's on not already like blown people's minds away enough, Cam, like, you know, with the pitching and everything, but now you're bringing a dynamic, like, bro, you're either basically like triples hitters don't hit home runs and home run hitters don't hit triples. home run hitters are slug guys. They're not fast enough. They're not getting triples. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that he hits home runs, pitches, and gets triples, and to put in perspective, I didn't see this. This was just myself. I was thinking, when's this ever happened? When was the last time that anybody has led Major League Baseball in home runs and triples before? And you have to go all the way back to 1978. Jim Rice.
Whoa,
Boston Red Sox, 1978, led the league in home runs and triples. You know what had happened before that? 1955.
Wow.
Two guys did it, too, in 1955. By chance. They both led their league, respectively. You know who they were? Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle.
Not bad company.
So Shohei Ohtani is doing something that hasn't happened since 1978 and didn't happen since 1955 before that. That's like another one of his accomplishments. That has nothing to do with the whole, you know what I mean, with his pitching and all this other stuff. I don't know. I mean, what can he do? He needs to throw a no-hitter and hit a grand slam in the same game.
That would be good luck. Yeah, that's a Disney movie. He could do it. Yeah, though.
He needs to start coming up with goals for him. It's like, listen, no hitter, grand slam, same game, bro. He nearly pulled off that game against Baltimore earlier this year. He had like 13 strikeouts, Cam, and he was a triple away from the cycle.
That's amazing.
Like, he nearly hit for the cycle and had 12, 13 strikeouts in the same game. Like, what can you say? So, look, two nights ago, we took him to hit the home run, and over 1.5 total bases, we hit them both because home run was 4. Last night, we did – what did I say last night on the way out, if you recall? I said, guys, we're just going to do the same thing again. Angels to win, Ohtani to hit home run, Ohtani over 1.5 total bases. Angels won last night. He doesn't hit the home run. He gets the triple, though. Boom. That's the over 1.5 total bases. It's unbelievable. This guy just delivers. Even for prop bettors, he delivers. And I'm taking him again today. Like, I'm not, you know, why not? Why can't he hit a double? He probably home runs tonight. It's been a day.
You know what the crazy thing
time.
Is, too? Renzi, not even his best. He doesn't try to steal a lot of bases, but his success rate is over 73%, too. So think about this. Everything he does, it's just like, he's just one of these guys. Like you said it. It's a freak. He's a freak of nature. He has speed. He can pitch. He can hit for power. He can do everything. Fundamentally, too. I know you'd never ask him to do this in today's modern baseball, but I bet if you had like a bunt,
he can lay a bunt down.
Exactly.
He'd be like, you lay a perfect bunt. Toof.
Yeah. Just dies in the grass like a nice sand wedge. It's just, yep. That's the thing. This guy's.
I don't know if you've seen.
Give him the money.
There was a video the other day of Ohtani, and it was all the players in the Angels dugout. And it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. They're playing. You sit in the seat in the dugout, Cam, and you bounce the ball up, and it bounces up onto the deck. And it's sort of like throwing cards at the wall. Like, you're trying to make it stay on the deck. Nobody could. So all the Angel players during the game, they're sitting there having, they bet on it and stuff. So they're having competitions. Ohtani just walks up, Cam. Ohtani's walking by. He sits down. He grabs a ball. Tuff, tuff, throws it.
Stays right
perfectly.
On.
Just stops. Like, it was like a yo-yo.
Yes.
Everyone just looks at him, and they're like, dude, like, and the caption was, Ohtani's just better at you than everything. Like, he just came up and said, oh, can I play? And did it, and got up and walked away.
Perfect speed, perfect trajectory, perfect backspin. Like, no, this guy is nice.
Dude, imagine going to a casino with Ohtani playing craps, like the magic touch he has. Just tell him, come on, Shohei. Just roll those dice. Just imagine, like, the touch that he has.
Yes.
The touch that he has, just like, come on, bro.
I bet he can roll. Let's go. Okay, if he says, I want to roll, like, this number, how many times out of 10? A normal person could do it, like, once or twice. I'm thinking he could do it probably 6 or 7 times.
He could tell exactly. He'll tell the dealer 8. He'll put like 50K on it. He'll roll it 8. Boom, 8.
We could use him for our financial gain. Hey, Ohtani, we're going to the casino tonight, man. Let's go.
At this point, I believe he can do anything. I'd ask him, you have any stock advice for us, bro? Japanese stock companies or anything?
True.
Or get him into other sports. Like, at this point, it's unbelievable what this guy is doing. So we have the MLS All-Star Game tonight. That's at 8 o'clock Eastern. I want to get into it. I got to tell you, people, nobody is giving the MLS a chance tonight. Like, the number is crazy. I could not believe seeing, like, how it just continues to rise and rise. People are all over the Arsenal Gunners. It's Arsenal versus the MLS All-Stars. And for the record, Arsenal pretty much are loaded. Like, they're not playing around tonight. They pretty much have a full lineup. The British media are taking it pretty seriously. They're taking it so seriously that dudes on Arsenal are getting ripped in the English media cam for their performance in the skills competition last night.
Wow. The
Brits. One of the new signees, well, he cost £95 million, and he missed 20 shots in a row at the skills contest.
Wow.
So people are like, dude, we paid £95 million for this guy, and he can't make – he missed 20 volleys in a row in the box like it was a skills contest. Like the ball in the air cam. So someone passes it in the air and he's got to drill it in the air. He put it over the net like 20 times in a row. So people are ripping them. So, and also it's a big embarrassment. Like the English, they think that, you know, they feel like they own the game. It's coming home and all that stuff. They don't like losing to America. Like it's a really, it's an embarrassment. Like, so Arsenal is under a little pressure tonight. Except they're not in midseason form. This is like an exhibition game for them. And I think people are overreacting, thinking that Arsenal are going to roll these guys. I'm going to go over the history of the MLS All-Stars versus these European powers. And it'll surprise you how competitive these games have been. Remember, these aren't like midseason EPL games. Yes, they get killed back. This is a summer exhibition game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock. I've got some TBT action, but I'll throw it to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, first. And we got the MLS All-Star Game versus the Arsenal Gunners tonight. And also, I don't know why they're doing it head-to-head against the MLS All-Star Game, but we've got Chelsea versus Wrexham at Chapel Hill tonight, Cam, in North Carolina.
Wow.
That's where they're playing, Chapel Hill.
That's cool.
They sold 50,000 tickets, over 50,000 tickets.
That's wicked. I love that, man. That's awesome.
That's another one. Chelsea, you can't lose to Wrexham tonight, guys. Like this.
No,
what?
I have a feeling it's not gonna. I should Chelsea
this Ryan Reynolds guy is gonna.
Yes.
We
tied Chelsea, bunch of loser. Oh, dude, the Chelsea fans are like literally like I don't know what.
No, Chelsea fans are already angry after the way the season just ended, bro. Like if they start off the season losing to this reality TV team owned by a bunch of Americans, they're not gonna be happy. What do you got tonight? What are your early best bets?
Okay, let's go with the Toronto Blue Jays. We're going to take them -120. I'm going to ride your under. Same game parlay, Blue Jays and a Danny Jansen hit +158. I'm also going to take Danny Jansen to hit a home run at +370. I just got a vibe about that tonight. Other action, got a same game parlay with the Mets tonight. Mets to win and Verlander 5+ strikeouts. That's the plus money. Any other games? I was going to take the Angels again, Gabe, but I'm not sure if they can do it again tonight. What do you think about that game?
Angels. I'm going to take Ohtani. Give me Ohtani over 1.5 total bases. Give me Ohtani to hit a home run, a little sprinkle on Ohtani to hit a home run. Yeah, give me the Angels again, Cam. Yes, Angels are a streaky team at home. Give me the Angels to win this game. Blue Jays and San Diego under 9 runs. TBT. Show me the money, baby. The show me state. Sorry, UNLV. You ain't got, I don't see Stacey Augmon coming on the floor anytime soon. Give me the show me squad for our boy Brandon Mizzou. Let's go. Show me squad money line over 151.5 and hook 'em horns. They take down Team Enchantment. Texas gets it done, Cam. TBT.